This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Standing right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know how that happens, right? Come on, you know how that works. You become part of the solution by getting informed, by getting engaged, by getting involved. No, I am not going to beat up half the night, half the day, whatever. In talking about the impeachment farce. I'm not joking, I'm serious. You know, I watch bits and pieces of it. I figure if I hit something hot, I'd stay with it. It's the same stuff. The problem is that everything they were, you guys already know this, I don't have to tell you. But everything they're accusing Trump of, they've done times 10. And I love these hypocrites online going, oh, look at the insurrection, look at this, look at that, look at he called for violence. Are you for real? At least change the dosage of the drug you're taking because you sound the same continually. No, really, think about it. He's using the word fighting. He's talking about, you know, exercising your right to protest. What were you doing, you Democrats? What were you doing all summer long? When these people were burning down buildings, cars, beating on police officers. Y'all were fine. You were fine with that. And don't try to tell me that, you know, you had no part of it. You don't, because that's a line of stuff. So I kept that clean. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you to be part of the solution. And the way you become part of the solution is you get informed, right? Then you can call my show. You call the show. I don't care. Call. Do what you got to do to get engaged, to get involved, to be part of the solution. But don't just spew what these people are spewing. This is crazy stuff. Crazy town. All right, let me breathe. Alfonso Rachel Zoe is going to join us after the break. Always have a good time when he's on. I hope you do too. I mean, I do. I should say I don't care if you do because I do, but I have a good time with him. Really that simple for me. A lot of interesting stories. I don't know if you caught it, but Rand DePaul, he had a school, Chris Wallace. You know, Chris hates Trump so much. You know, they used to say, remember, they used to make fun of Trump because he said something to the effect of, I could shoot somebody in the middle of Times Square and still get elected or something like that. Well, the Dems have been doing this forever. They can break the law everywhere. They can create some real issues, some real problems in this country with people. Look at all the jobs that Joey B just decimated. People are going to be thrown out of their homes. You're going to have decimated little towns all across the country again. Anyway, so Senator Paul is on a show with Chris Wallace and threw it right back at him and said, well, geez, based on your standards, Chuck Schumer should be impeached and thrown out of the Senate. Although my understanding is that it's really not impeachment. Impeachment only applies to a few situations. I don't know. I'll get more info on that because I'd be very curious to work that through. But these guys, they think themselves so smart, especially Chris Wallace, just like his dad at this point. Because they hate, they have to find a way to get you to understand. And if you don't understand, you're the buffoon. He's not sold out to the country. Guys like Chris Wallace, they're not sold out to this country. They're not sold out to the American life or the American dream. They're sold out to the Democrat dream. Not the dream. Let's get it. There's a difference here. I've had people say you can use the word democratic. No, you can't. The Democrats of today, many rank and file good people, but the Democrats as a whole today, think about it. What are they asking for? John Kennedy would be appalled. Jack Kennedy. Be appalled. He'd be ashamed to be part of this party. Rand Paul goes next. Think if we're going to criminalize speech and somehow impeach everybody who says, oh, go fight to hear your voices heard, then we need to impeach Chuck Schumer. It's that easy. He went to the Supreme Court. Remember, he stood in front of the Supreme Court doors. And he was screaming. He wasn't just giving a speech. He was screaming. He threatened Justice Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. He told him, you've unleashed a whirlwind, and you're going to pay the price. What do you mean by that? What do you mean you're going to pay the price? You won't know what hit you. What do you mean you're going to pay the price? And what do you mean? What are you going to hit him with? Truck? A fist? That's violent rhetoric. By their standards, by ours, it's free speech. By theirs, right? By their standard, you need to be impeached. You're inciting a riot. Right? And matter of fact, if you think about this, it was so bad, so nasty, that Chief Justice Roberts came out. They rarely say anything publicly about this stuff. And he said, this is the kind of language that's dangerous. The mob was pounding on the Supreme Court doors trying to get in. So if you want to hold President Trump accountable, because you think when he says we're going to do a peaceful protest, he should be held accountable for that, well, what are you holding Schumer accountable for? I know I started off on a rant, huh? Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break, including Zoe, our favorite guest.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, write it down. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-55. You wouldn't have to write it down if you just go get the darn app. Right? If you're not listening on a station somewhere, but you can go ahead and grab the app. It's up on the Apple Store or the Android Store or whatever. You can watch live, listen live. You can actually send messages during the show to me. Not like I'm going to read them, but, you know, whatever. I'll do the best I can. But you can get involved. I mean, seriously, you can read the stories that we're posting. You can do all kinds of fun. Well, I guess that's kind of fun. I don't know. Depends on what side of the coin you're on. Would be very fun. If you're on the left, my website is probably not a place you want to visit before you go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Just saying there. Always a pleasure to have with me Alfonso Rachel. I love having him on the show. We lovingly refer to him as Zo. He is the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, and an excellent musician.
Why, thank you. Right? Wow, man. I appreciate that.
I had to breathe deep to get that whole thing out in one shot, you know? But that's also, before we get rolling, because we do this all the time, tell people where to find your music, get your, you know, hop onto the Bible study. Come on.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. I got my commentaries like the Zoloft, the Zopium Bim, which is the anti-fledded-edit Bible study, my music project, 20-pound sledge. You know, I got audio books there and stuff like that. You know, stuff to rock the gospel with. Hope you guys come and check it out.
Audio books. Like, you know, like people don't listen to me enough. I don't need to be put, I can't imagine doing my book in audio form.
I got to. I got, full disclosure, Joe, my writing sucks. That's why I do videos, right? Dude. That's why I do audiobooks, because, man, when I try to write, it's like I can't help it. I try to write the way that I talk. It's like it doesn't come out very good. So it's you sound like the audiobook.
You sound like you've been talking to my wife. She's just the same thing. Joe, you can't write the way you talk. And so full disclosure, my wife cleans up everything I write, she cleans it up.
Nice. You know?
Otherwise, you people go, what the heck did he just say?
I
still don't know what he's talking about.
My wife would have to bring a street sweeper to come and clean up the way that I write, man. And I don't want people to get the impression that I use a bunch of profanity and stuff like that. It's just like, you know, the flow of Zoe, just, it looks like, on paper, it just looks like, you know, it's a mess.
Well, it's kind of like a little ADD-ish, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
oh, totally.
You know, yeah, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
What the heck happened? I'll get that fixed. Hold on. Anyway, talk to me. Tell me what's going on. I mean, this impeachment theater, or what are you going to call it? I have no idea what to call it.
Man, don't you know by now?
I'm lost.
You can't have me coming on to tell you what's going on. I come on your show to find out what's going on. Hey, Joe. What's up, man? What's going on? I've been under a rock all week and stuff like that, so I tune into your show.
I've been listening to this stuff. I've been watching what's going on. And I told you before we went on the air, I said, it's like you could plug in, Schumer, Pelosi, Sheila Jackson, Lee. You can plug in any one of those to the terms they were using. They should all be up on sedition charges based on what they're trying to do to Trump, right?
Yes. It always makes me think of that saying, man, with Democrats, man, if it wasn't for double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. And just watching this whole thing. Like, it's just listening to it, watching this whole thing unfold, I feel like we should just have, like, a box of pizza, man, and some soda, and just sit back and just watch this thing go down. Because the thing is, Joe, it's like, why should we even have to say anything about it? It's so obvious. It's just right there in front of them in plain sight, and people, it's like they've got scales over their eyes, and they're in such denial. But see, here's the thing, Joe. Here's what it comes down to. The bottom line is that people have been conditioned to hate whatever it is that's going on, all the violent rhetoric that they're talking about, all the slander, all the cheating, none of that is as bad as the racist that the Democrats have effectively made Republicans out to be. And Republicans helped them do it. That's the bigger problem.
No, you're
but there's
so right.
nothing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? There's nothing right now, Joe, there's nothing that Republicans can do to fix this, really. It's like they can go ahead and come out with all these new evidence and all this video and audio that they have of these Democrats. None of that stuff matters because we've been made to be out the most detestable creatures on earth because we've been made out to be racist.
No, you're right. You're exactly right. And you know what? Not only have we been made to be out racist, we let them do it.
Yes.
We have so much ammunition for to prove the opposite. But we left, I even have some, you know, some of my black colleagues and friends when I try to discuss, you know, Black History Month, and I said, look, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to talk about this, and they look at you like you got nine heads, and you go, wait a minute, this is history, this is true.
Yeah.
You didn't get freedom because the Democrats came to your rescue. And matter of fact, when you had the when they wanted to give you more freedoms, the Democrats actually came forward to say, no, you can't do that, they're not real people.
Yes.
I mean, that wasn't us.
Right. That's
right. They switched parties, though. I forgot about that. I keep forgetting about that.
Yeah. It's so sad, you know, how people fall for that. It's like you guys are listening to a party that tells you that a man and woman can switch genders. You really believe that the parties can switch sides? It's like, no, that didn't happen. But, you know, all these things, they go down, Joe, and a lot of Republicans know this. We know the history on it. We know that the Democrats bigoted history on it. But it seems like the thing is, Joe, is Republicans, when they get hit with the accusation, it's It's like my friend Bill Whittle says. It's like when you're hit with an accusation, when you're hit with something that you didn't do, when you're accused of something that you didn't do, it's not like you are prepared to give a response because you don't rehearse a response. It's like somebody just whips this on you like, and you start stuttering and stuff like that. Unlike Bill Clinton, you know, who wakes up in the middle of the night, you know, rehearsing what he is going to, he rehearses his alibi. That's why he's so smooth with it. He know he did wrong, but he rehearses what he's going to say.
Yep.
But for Republicans, we get caught off guard with this stuff, and we often don't know how to respond. So the response becomes defensiveness. So when people say, oh, white privilege, Republicans say there's no such thing as white privilege. It's like, no, stop. Republicans, think about it. If you say that there's no white privilege, what you just did is that you just erased the racist history of the Democrat Party.
Yep.
Now you have nothing to fight with them with. If you say that there's no such thing as systemic racism, then you just erased what the Democrats have done. Now you've got nothing to fight them with. So Republicans keep doing this over and over again, and they keep leaving themselves wide open to be seen as racist. That's why it's hard for them to fix this stuff.
Do you think they just like to be in the underdog? They've been there for so long. I think they're just uncomfortable when they have any kind of power. I think that's what's become with them. It's really disgusting. I mean, seriously, they have all this power at times. They don't know. What do we do now? We can't be the underdog. We can't start screaming, oh, woe is us. Right? And then they don't do anything, right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah. You know, I just said that, you know, like a little while ago, man. It's like, you know, you wanted Trump. You got him. Did you really know what to do with it?
No.
It's one thing to get the thing, but it's another thing to keep the thing. And it's like there's certain things that you got to do.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, and again, I don't know why Trump didn't put, maybe he didn't think it was a big deal. Again, I was talking to somebody from another radio show today, and I said, look, I want you to think about this. The proof that this is a sham is that the Chief Justice, who cannot stand Trump, would have kicked him to the curb a long time ago, won't participate because he knows it's an illegal situation. Anyway, Joe's in your house. This is Real Side. We'll be back, both of us, in just a few minutes. Hopefully you'll be with us.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During former President Trump's impeachment trial, House managers argued that the former president incited his supporters to assault the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to overturn the election results. Prosecutors used video evidence, media reports, and court documents to make the case. Trump's defense lawyers claim he didn't encourage any acts of violence on January 6th. Democrats arguing why it's imperative to convict the former president. Lead impeachment manager Jamie Raskin says if the former president returns to office and there's another riot, they will have no one to blame but themselves. The rioters were clear why they came to the Capitol, telling investigators who arrested them that they stormed it at the behest of President Trump. The Trump legal team begins presenting their case on Friday. They're expected to challenge the constitutionality of a trial of a former official. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Joe, the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-YOUR-OLD-JOE. 855-732-5560. Listen, like I always say, I don't want to go through particulars. You can read it later on. As many of you know, we're going through a lawsuit right now with Katie Hill. Even though we're innocent, they got as they say in my perfect vernacular, they ain't got nothing, okay? You still have to defend it in this country. And I'm okay with that. We should have an open, we'll see where it goes in a couple of years. But right now, you can still defend yourself and possibly win and need help with that. You need to read and find out therealside.com/helpjoe. Therealside.com/helpjoe. Let me bring on one of my favorite guests to have. He's on with us every week. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. And listen, the music. Got to get the music, right? Come on, let's keep pumping the music here. Hey, people, come on. Sorry. I get like $3.47 for everyone he sells. You're like, how I cut. That's the Italian to me. I just cut myself in for a piece of the pie. You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad that you think that we can even make the proceeds, you know.
Oh, that's right. We're conservatives. I forgot. That doesn't work that way. Never mind.
Yeah, right. It's like, please come support our music, please, so we can eat.
Keep it going. Look at it. I was, again, God bless my listeners. I love you guys. I'm glad you chime in and you listen, so don't take this the wrong way. But I was, like, so irritated last year. Remember the guy that, he cut up that big, or he cut up a float or something at the Macy's Day Parade. It was a Trump float or what have you. And, you know, he was, for his defense, he raised like $60,000 in a couple of days.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, here's a thug. It's not even, like he pushed people out of the way, punched people in the face. I'm going, really? Is that what the left is all about? Let's get the criminals out. Well, yeah, I guess they were. Look what Kamala Harris did. Anyway.
Hey, that's in their blood, man. That's who they are. All this BLM, Antifa, the KKK, they're all cut from the same cloth. That's just who the Democrats are. And really quick, Joe, concerning Katie Hill, you know, even though they ain't got nothing on you, folks, don't underestimate the craftiness of Democrats. As you obviously, they didn't have nothing on Trump either. Right, he's going to another impeachment trial. They just start creating stuff. So, you know, be in prayer. Do not underestimate these people because they are. Hey, they're the industry. They're the party of smoke and mirrors. You know, they. Yeah. That's just what they do. So,
and that is if you got and if you got no money, right? You can always tell people about other people about the plight. $2, $5, $10 always helps. And if you ain't got nothing, you got prayer. Get on, you know, get on it. You know, yeah. Ask God to show me what to do, to bring me the people that I need to help me get through this. That works too. Anyhow, back to the farce that's happening here on the planet. Anyhow, yeah. I mean, I would be having so much fun in this impeachment trial. I mean, if I was, you know, the defense attorney for Trump, I would still have a field day. And I would spend the next, what do they get? What do they get? 18 hours? Or they get 36? They get so many hours. And I would just keep running reel after reel after reel. And I would show all the destruction that was done all this time and go, I have searched for days. I had 30 people searching all the reels. I could not find one time when Schumer, Pelosi, or whoever came out and said, we shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be burning stuff down. This is terrible, a terrible thing to do. We did find a couple of clips, though. And then I would run all the clips of them saying, get in their face, drive by to the restaurants, you know. You know what I'm saying? I would do that constantly.
And make sure that they're all dubbed in Spanish. Yeah, yeah. Make sure that, matter of fact, make sure you run it all in all foreign languages and make Democrats live up to their standard and premise of that, you know, in America we should be able to speak like five different languages and stuff like that. So, you know, make them look all worldly and own up to that.
Yeah. I loved how they were making fun of Melania Trump's accent. And you know, nobody talked about it enough, though. Really, Mrs. Obama had a hard time with English at times. And here's a woman who speaks six languages, and you're going to make fun of her? Are we for real? Is that what hate feels to you?
That would be great, man. It's like you can run them all like in different languages and have Melania Trump translate them. But she likes speaking like five different languages.
Yeah, six different languages. And they're making fun of her accent. That's the best they can do.
Did she learn a sixth one during the administration? Wow, she's just like, she's prolific. That's
it. Great. All right, so I sent you a link, or actually an email.
Yeah.
And as I was reading through it, I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, there's a lot here to digest, but I didn't grow up in this community. Mm-hmm. So there was a recent study on mental health issues facing the black community because, you know, I'm sorry, but it's kind of like now everything has to do with black, white, or we're Hispanics. There's no studies done on the Hispanics. I mean, if I was them, I'd protest or something. I don't know. But apparently, black people are 20% more likely to experience serious mental illness. 17% will develop a substance abuse disorder. And a mere one out of every three blacks will seek and receive help that they need, which proves that racism runs rampant in this country. What say you?
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, yeah. And y'all, I talk about, if I may, I hope that folks will pick up my audiobook, A Solid Right Cross. I talk about this, and you're going to hear a perspective on this that I'm not trying to, you know, toot my own horn here, but you're going to hear perspective on this, practical perspective on this, that you're just not going to hear, you know, from a lot of people out there talking about, you know, race and issues, and these issues. But here's the thing. There is a diagnosis for what's going on, for what's going on in the black community who are experiencing this stuff. It's called Democrats. So, and, you know, that's the problem, right? And the symptoms that come out of that are the, you know, things that we talked about, you know, the crime, the depression, the drug abuse and whatnot. They're put into this environment, and the overseers of this are the Democrat Party, who are overseeing their arrested development, and they're suckered into continually voting for them, just like, you know, the Democrat LBJ said, I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for the next 200 years. Right. There's a system to that. It's systemic. That thing that Republicans keep denying isn't there. There's a system to this. There's a pattern to it. And unfortunately, too much of the black community is stuck in it. And no, Joe, we don't talk about the Latino plight and anything like that. We don't have to. That's why Democrats use blacks for everything that the Democrats want instituted, whether it's taxes, whether it's immigration, whether it's abortion, whether it's LGBT issues or anything like that. They use us for that. That's we're their weapon. We're their tool to get all that sort of stuff done. Well, look at the black community, and they use our plight to get sympathy votes for whatever cause that they want. That's why they don't need to talk about the Latino community with having all these problems. They'll fix that through us.
You're so right. I listen to this stuff obviously on a daily basis. I go to the stuff. I listen to this stuff, and I tell people. I don't know if you remember this, but I know my listeners did because I was harping on it. I remember when it looked like the black community had, for all intents and purposes, turned from the Dems and was like behind Trump, not behind the Republicans necessarily,
right,
but behind Trump. And I said, Notice now that the Democrats are courting the Hispanic community, but not the Hispanic community traditional. The illegals coming over, right?
Yeah.
Because the traditional Hispanic community here, they work hard, they want to pay their taxes, they want to raise a family, they're not into all the social justice hooey stuff. And they knew they couldn't win them over, right? And the minute they start look like they start turning, then they jump back on the black wagon again. I mean, it's so predictable, are they not?
Man, that sounds so punk rock, man, the black wagon.
Don't you like that? It's like, yeah, we're, what was it? What did he say? They want to put you all back in chains.
Oh, like, man.
Are you, did you just say that for real?
Dude, did you, have you, like, I know that you listened to the whole clip, but for anybody, man, did you happen to notice that, you know, when he's talking about they won't put y'all back in chains?
Yeah.
And then he starts trying to get into the vernacular. It's like, man, Joe, is that what you think we sound like? No, like this jacked up English is like, they gone and we gone doing it. It's like, is that what we sound like? How insulting is
AOC did it, right? Hillary Clinton did it. It's got to be so demeaning. And listen, I'm not disparaging the whole black community, but if you're in the black community, you don't see that, and it doesn't tinge you even a little. Maybe I'm going to use Joe's words. You ain't black, okay? I don't even like it when somebody is being condescending and they use like an Italian kind of accent. I go, really? Why? I speak into English, maybe not so good, but, you know, talk to me. But
it's like that Dances with Wolves syndrome, man. It's like, oh, they're one of us now. You're one of us. You know, like, ah.
they truly pander to any group they're in front of. Wouldn't you love to get into some of these conversations and grab little pieces of their speech, depending on who they're in front of, and show how easily they're like chameleons. They change depending on where they're at, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. All right, we're going to go for a break. Go ahead, heat up your coffee, cool down your drink. Come on back. A lot more to talk about after the break.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Please answer the question.
Back. You listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Always be part of the solution. Don't be whining and moaning. You know what? You can always make a change. I don't care what situation you think you're in, what little money you have, whatever it is, you can always do something or pull people together to do something to make a change. I'm tired of hearing people, you know, I'm not going to be one of those, like, gooey guys, but, you know, you see these people that have no legs and one arm only or whatever. I mean, we go through this whole thing, and they accomplish things. And you sit around and got a headache. I can't go to work today. I got a headache. Right? These people are doing something. So if you're not successful, I'm going to say 99.5% of the time, you're not successful. You're not making things work because you're not putting the energy and the effort into it. You're not focused into it. To make the difference. That's what I'm going to say. But if I'm wrong, I'm sure Zoe will tell me. Always fun to have him around with me. Zoe is with PZ, a host of the Zopian Den, the Antifighting Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and some great music, right?
I think so. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to have to do some bumper music when you're on. I'll use your music. You may have
there
to tone it down a bit. I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't going to say nothing. I said, man, at some point, you know, maybe Joe will throw some.
Oh, here we go. Rotation. Okay, wait. Let me get the violin for Zoe, will you? Yeah, cue up the violin music. Hold on.
How dare you? It's a kazoo. Thank you.
Oh. So, another slight by the Democrats. I mean, maybe I'm overthinking this, but I think this is hilarious. So, they have decided that because the black community somehow, for some reason, COVID-19 is a racist virus because it goes after the black community for some reason. Huh. Now, some say that's because it's not the resources of the black community that they need. Huh. And so because the Democrats care so much about the black community now, they're going to send the bulk of this stuff, the bulk of these virus stuff, to, let me see, first responders, to teachers, to nursing homes. That's third on the list. I'm still trying to find where they're sending it to the black community. Okay? So it's kind of like, wait a minute, I thought you guys are all worried about what this is, how this is devastating the black community. Wouldn't you be doing almost anything you could to help out the black community at that point? I'm confused. Maybe I don't get the process. I didn't make it to college. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, man. But just like we said, man, black community. That's who they use us to get the things that they want to make these other fronts and stuff like that. But the thing about the COVID, man, it's okay. So the COVID is killing the black community. And COVID is racist because didn't the Chinese make COVID? Doesn't that mean that the Chinese are out to exterminate the black community and the Democrats are helping them do it?
Wow.
So, man, and you know, the black folks and Chinese supposed to be cool with each other, man. Wu-Tang is like, we're supposed to be cool with each other. And, you know, everybody was kung fu fighting and all that sort of stuff, man. I thought we were supposed to be cool with the Chinese, but no, Democrats can mess that up for us.
You know, back again to we were talking about, you know, was it Morgan Freeman earlier, but ultimately, I think, was it Jesus said that we were all of one blood?
That's right.
We're all of one blood. We're all, you know.
In a manner
how
of speaking,
do we?
Yeah.
What was that?
In a manner of speaking, as long as we got his blood, yeah.
But even on a secular level, right? Mm. You peel the skin off. What's the difference? We're all the same blood. The muscles are in the same place, you know, right? Bones are in the same. Only male, female, obviously. Come on, that's an easy one. And yet, we harp so much on the differences.
Yeah.
And I think, personally, that's why we can't come together, even on the little stuff.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, even with that, you know, because, you know, for a lot of people, you know, a lot of people out there, they think that, you know, this is going to be solved when we can all see each other as race. But what race, though? You know, because every race has this sense of pride and like I said, pride and insecurity are two sides of the same coin. Once they try to get in there and assume that they can be proud of this unity that they have, they're going to find something else to be insecure about, guaranteed. The real thing to unite us on and the real, foundation of peace is Jesus himself. Right. The problem is getting people to agree with that. But there is no other standard that we can stand on united and really be stable. There is nothing else. Only Jesus.
Yeah,
that's it.
I'll challenge you on that because you and I are both Christians and we've been around. We can't even get along. We can't even decide what Jesus is the right Jesus. Right.
Right. That's right. That's what, and Jesus talks about this. Right? He even knows this, what's up with this. He's been talking about it for a long time. But it's just the point of, hey, this is who I say I am. Don't mess with it. Right? Dig me for it's like, you know, and Jesus is worth it, man. If you love him for who he says he is the most diggable guy in the universe. You don't have to make up any sort of imaginations of who he is or anything like that. No need to create some sort of idol or make a graven image of this imaginary friend that you have, Jesus. Jesus, according to who he says he is awesome, worth following, and the world would be super fantastic if we could all just agree to that.
Does that mean I have to take out my velour picture of Jesus in the... You know, my velvet one in the living room,
man,
right next to Elvis. I got the Elvis one and Jesus right next to him.
I was going to say, that's pretty funky, man. You got a velvet like this, but then you threw Elvis in it. I mean, the funk kind of went out. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, because Elvis still rocks. Don't get me wrong. Elvis rocks, but he doesn't have the funk. You know what I'm saying? You know, he could probably if he lived long enough, you know, laid off them peanut butter fried jelly sandwiches and that hair on, you know, he might have been able to, you know, discover the funk, you know. He was
I think the
there.
peanut butter banana sandwiches probably did worse for him than the other stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, I get a kick out of this. It's just, And it happens more in the white community than any other. It's kind of like they immediately take exception when they see a black Jesus or a Hispanic Jesus or whatever, right? And I'm going, well, first of all, what's the matter? Right? Really? Jesus doesn't... I read my Bible, doesn't say, and the white Jesus said, right?
Right, yeah.
So why do you care? We have been conditioned to care.
Yeah.
We have been conditioned... You know, you and I joke about it, but come on, let's be honest about it. We see things and we lock into stuff. That Jesus is, you know, 6'8", long flowing blonde hair, white skin, British accent. Let's not forget that because it sounds so cool. And, you know, and his sandals are never worn out. You know, he has clean robes and clean sandals, which is was probably not the stereotypical Jew of the day, right? I mean, think about it. But we get caught up in stuff like that instead of the true message, the true meaning, and what we're supposed to be doing.
Thou shalt bring me some fish and chips. Right?
And don't forget the ketchup.
No, it doesn't matter. And a lot of times people say that, you know, it's like if you call them out on it, you know, it's like if they have a depiction of Jesus and he's white and stuff like that. And then when you bring up and say, you know, Jesus wasn't white, well, it doesn't matter what color Jesus was. Well, if it doesn't matter what color he was, why do you always make him white? But the thing is, you know, Yeshua, being that, you know, he is Hebrew, you know, most likely going to have darker skin. He wasn't black. Right. He wasn't, you know, Negroid black. He's not a descendant of Cush. He's a descendant of Shem. Most likely had, you know, a darker complexion, but not like, you know, black. Not like I said, you know, and he wasn't Caucasian either. But, you know, what's interesting, though, is that Jesus, where he was born, it's like he was born on the hub of like all the races like coming together. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you got like, you know, we're in the Middle East and he's got like the upper, like right by the upper horn of Africa, Asia, you know? And so it's like, he's like right there to where it's like at any corner, he could represent anybody. So, and that's what he did. He died as the high representative for all of us. To give us eternal life and to try to, you know, seek pride and say, well, he's one of us or he's one of us. It's like, nah, man, it don't work that way.
You know, and you're right. You look at that stuff, and you know, and I always say the same thing. It's like, I know that people have to get stuck in this. You know, he's one of us. Look at the color. It's like, get to the message, because the message don't care about the color. And the minute you start to your point, the minute you say color don't matter, but he must have been white. You see, my headache with the way we speak sometimes is Christians tend to throw stuff out there willy nilly, and we look like fools.
Yeah.
You know, and I think God is very much into every little thing. You know, like I said, H2O makes water, not H1O. For a reason. It's the way God designed it, the way he planned it, right?
Right.
So we run around going, well, you know, Eve took a bite of the apple. Really? Where does it say that? Stop playing these games. We don't know what it was. All right? And when it comes to Jesus, it's the same thing. If you're going to fight about, how about fight with a little common sense? Because God does things decent and in order. The man was in Israel. He was in the Middle East. He was in the desert. Guaranteed he didn't have milky white skin.
Yeah. And yeah. You know, the thing is, Joe, and it is important to clarify these things, because based on race, a lot of things come after that. They'll use race to start to institute things. And like, say, for instance, with the black community, because sadly enough, pride and insecurity is deep seated in the black community, and as I know, a lot of people take offense to that, but it's the truth. But if they can't see Jesus as black, then they don't want to serve him, right? And that's when they go, and I'm gonna go toward Islam, because Islam is the religion of the black man. Or then you have those who are of more of the white supremacy persuasion who think that Jesus was white, and it's like, how can the Bible be a book for white supremacy when it's about a Middle Eastern Jew? You know, so none of that stuff makes sense.
All right, where do people find your stuff?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, Zoloft, Zopium Den, 20-pound sledge, audiobooks. Hope you guys come check it out.
All right, people, come on back. A lot more coming up. The next hour, we're going to have a California senator on to tell me what's happening. I'm confused. We'll be back in a little bit.